Delegate Don Perdue wasn't too happy with this switch.
CHIP is the one agency in health care in the state of West Virginia that has performed magnificently, even through some really tough times. Now, I understand that the ACA will reduce, or ostensibly has reduced and will continue to reduce, the number of folks who will be eligible for that fund. My fear is, absent the Supreme Court deciding otherwise, that it could go down. And if it goes down, then CHIP's going to go back up. And it's going to be given to an agency that I don't believe is going to be prepared for that great influx. I think that it's premature to do this. I've always felt it's premature until we know exactly what's going to happen in terms of the ACA. So for that reason, I oppose this bill.
Senate Bill 262 passed, however, 62-37. House Bill 2391 was up next. This bill is to reduce the amount of days students in early childhood education programs are required to attend per week. This bill would impose a minimum of 4 days per week instead of five. Delegate Amanda Pasden, the House Education Chair, further explained the bill.
As a bit of a background for this bill, in Senate Bill 359, which we passed in the 2013 session, we mandated five half-day programs for pre-K. What in many of our counties, there are already existing four full-day programs. So what this bill does is allow flexibility in our counties where there's already they're already meeting the minimum instructional time minutes. That doesn't force them to go add an additional day and add the additional cost of a bus route and educators and that kind of thing to their expenses. So this offers some flexibility.
House Bill 2391 passed 99-0. The West Virginia State Police will celebrate its 100th anniversary in 2019, so delegates unanimously passed House Bill 2523, which creates a special revenue account to pay for the commemoration. Delegate Bob Ashley says the fund would be made up from merchandise sales, appropriations, and donations.
The superintendent would be authorized to spend funds to offset costs for the 100th anniversary, including the purchasing of commemorative merchandise and items or other activities. The fund would expire December the 31st, 2019, and any remaining funds would be transferred to the Academy Training Professional Development Fund.
Delegate Pasden stood again to explain another bill up for passage, House Bill 2557, creating a task force on prevention of sexual abuse of children, also known as Aaron Marin's Law.
This bill establishes the Task Force on Prevention of Sexual Abuse of Children. The task force is intended to share ideas, gather information, communicate best practices in child welfare and advocacy fields, and ultimately to make recommendations to the legislature and governor regarding state policy for decreasing the incidence of child sexual abuse. The membership includes representatives from the education, child advocacy, child protection, law enforcement, and legislative sectors, as well as citizen members. Mr. Speaker, I urge passage of the bill.
House Bill 2527 passed 99-0. Last on the third reading agenda was House Bill 2777, a bill to update the licensing of barbers, cosmetologists, and hairstylists, as well as revising the membership requirements of the Board of Barbers and Cosmetologists. Delegate Gary Howell, the House Government Organization Chair, further explained the bill.
The bill changes the requirements for memberships on the board to add citizen members representing the general public to improve public safety. The bill maintains licensure requirements for estheticians, barber, cosmetologist, hairstyle, and nail technician, and creates certifications for several crossover practices. The bill also exempts shampoo assistants and hair braiders from licensing. The bill modifies the authority of the board to mandate specific curriculum and hours of study per class, but retains the authority to recommend topics of study.
House Bill 2777 passed 99-0. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.